I'm your host, and today is January the 21st, 2012. As always, I want to thank my listeners, and I want to thank everyone who sends me emails. I want to welcome all of Darren Week's listeners who are tuning into the show. I especially want to thank everybody at KHFX and the Republic Broadcasting Network for giving me this time and opportunity every weekend to express my views and thoughts. And today I'd like to let everyone know who's listening that my time here is coming to an end. And after next week, I won't be doing the show on any kind of a regular basis again. The time demands for the show of just getting out of proportion with any good that I feel like I'm doing. I don't think people want to really hear the message of freedom and liberty. It's obviously not what the average American wants. You know, he wants, some made up dream where he can just opt in and out of the system at his discretion. And that, you know, he doesn't have to take any responsibility for himself. You know, the state is there and, you know, the lawmakers are there to take care of him from cradle to grave and to provide for his retirement and to make sure that, you know, it's his right to have a job. It's his right to have health insurance. And then at the same time, you know, that they're perfectly responsible for themselves and free from everything public and sovereign man. And, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And like I talked about last week, the information that's out there and the disinformation that's out there, the combination of the two is made so that, you know, only the most, you know, highly motivated individual can actually free himself from the system. And then, of course, when you free yourself from the system, well, then, of course, you can't take any of the benefits of the system. And so you're kind of in this limbo, in this gray area in the law where, you know, the people who are in power, you know, they obviously don't know the law. They don't know there's a dual system of law. They're out there, you know, hammering those statutes and codes that they were taught in law school. And, you know, you're all under their jurisdiction. They're sure of it. I had a friend of mine stop by last week, and he's a total conspiracy guy. And, you know, he says that everybody that's gone to court against the IRS has lost. And the judge has sat right there and says, I don't need to give you a law. He said, we ask him over and over, but they don't ever give any response. And I just looked at him, you know, I was like, you know, you're just deluded. You know, you have to understand that what we're talking about here is jurisdiction. If you're a U.S. citizen, you're under their jurisdiction, you're a taxpayer, end of story. You can make any argument you want, you know. You can make, and you know, if you get in front of a jury, you know, you may just win. I mean, I read a court case a while back that the guy just claimed he was a Tennessean and went to court, and the jury of his peers found him to be credible. And since that was his belief, they let him go. But he just as easily could have been, you know, convicted for, you know, tax evasion. And, you know, so the problem comes back to rule of law. And when the rule of law has deteriorated to the point where it has here, and I'll explain to you how that's happened when we come back from these messages. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Clinic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I want to read a piece. I want to kind of qualify the piece before I read it. The piece comes from a site called... Publius Hulda's blog, Understanding the Constitution, and I get lots of emails from this fellow Alan, and he's constantly quoting this blog, and of course I constantly remind him that his premise is wrong, that the original, Constitution no longer exists. It's easy to see if you really look, but some people just want to believe in their little dreams that, you know, his dream is that, you know, we just vote them all out of office and that'll solve all the problems. So with that said, I still want to read this because, you know, the paper does make a lot of cogent points about what's wrong and how what's happened to the rule of law in this country. And it's called Marco Rubio and the Anti-Constitutionalism and Intellectual and Moral Bankruptcy of Our Time. And it starts out, it says, in a previous paper, I explained the shift from the philosophy of our framers, which was based on logic, fixed principles, and Judeo-Christian morality, to the pragmatist existentialist mindset of today. With our mindset of today, we are freed from the notion that some things are true, other things are false, that some things are right and other things are wrong, and that there exist fixed standards and principles, such as the U.S. Constitution and the moral laws, to which we must conform. Today we have nothing to guide us but our own feelings. I like it. I don't like it. I agree. I don't agree. I believe or I don't believe. That is the essence of the existentialist mindset. We make choices on the basis of no standard except for what we like or don't like. When people disagree, those with the power decide on the basis of what they like. Our politicians ignore our Constitution. They do whatever they want. Every day the president violates the Constitution he swore to protect, and Congress does nothing about it. How could Congress do anything about it, since they too abandoned the Constitution? They have no objective standard by which to judge the president. All they can say is, I don't agree with that. And we the people don't hold our politicians accountable for their violations of our Constitution. We keep reelecting them. Why? Because we too have abandoned the standard by which to judge their acts. Have you read our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution? Do you understand the concepts of enumerated powers, federalism, and rule of law? Now on to our existentialist U.S. Senator, Marco Rubio. All our politicians fall short of the mark. None of them seem to understand that they are obligated to obey our Constitution and that they have no right to elevate into law their own personal views. They all illustrate the intellectual and moral collapse of our time. Even the charismatic Tea Party darling, Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, consider his speech of August 2, 2011 before the Senate. It begins. Rubio says, I would remind many like myself that were elected in the last election cycle tightly embracing the principles of our Constitution. Oh, a Tea Party candidate who will tightly embrace the principles of our Constitution. We in the Tea Party are all for that, aren't we? But then Rubio goes on to speak of the dispute, quote-unquote, between two very different visions of America's future. One group, Rubio tells us, believe that the job of government is to deliver us economic justice, which basically means an economy where everyone does well or as well as possibly can be done. The other group believes it's not the government's job to guarantee an outcome, but to guarantee the opportunity to fulfill your dreams and hopes. He's doing okay so far, but then he goes on to say, respecting the two views, by the way, one is not more or less patriotic than the other, and one is not more moral than the other. What? No moral distinctions? He sees no moral distinctions between, on the one hand, a government which takes by force property from one group of people and gives it to the other people to whom it does not belong, and on the other hand, the free country with a federal government of limited and enumerated powers created by our Constitution. He sees no moral distinction between legalized plunder and a federal government which respects the private property of the people. When one abandons the moral principle, thou shalt not steal, then there is no impediment to stealing, assuming you have the power to do it. So stealing is just fine when the federal government does it, because they have the power to do it. Making a choice. By what criteria? Rubio goes on to say, America is divided on this point. We must decide what kind of government do we want to have and what role do we want it to have in America's future. Folks, we the people have already decided this issue. Our decision is enshrined in our Constitution, the Constitution whose principles Rubio promised to tightly embrace. Our Constitution does not permit the federal government to rob Peter to pay Paul. Besides, on what basis would we decide? Rubio has already told us that there are no moral distinctions between a government which robs Peter to pay Paul and a government which respects the private property of Paul, of Peter. Rubio has already told us that those who advocate legalized plunder are patriots, to the same extent as those who oppose such plunder. So if there are no moral distinctions between the two very different visions, And we all go along with Rubio's abandonment of his promise to tightly embrace the principles of the Constitution, then on what basis do we decide? We have no basis for making a decision other than our own likes or dislikes. And that is the existentialist mindset, a mind freed from all standards other than I want or I don't want, I like or I don't like. So now that Rubio has come to the point where the only standard is what we like and don't like, he tells us what he likes. I believe and we believe in a safety net program. Programs that exist to help those who cannot help themselves and to help those who have tried but failed to stand up and try again, but not safety net programs that function as a way of life. Where does the Constitution permit the federal government to redistribute people's private property? Who can lay his finger on that provision of the Constitution which authorizes the safety net programs Rubio believes in? Rubio told us near the beginning of his speech that he was elected on the basis that he would tightly embrace the principles of the Constitution. Doesn't morality require him to live up to his promise? Well, if stealing is okay, then breaking your word must be okay as well. And who decides whether we continue these safety net programs Rubio believes in? People in Congress like Rubio and Representative Pete Stark, the Democrat from California, voting for what they believe in? The Constitution be damned. And as to the people who don't want to be robbed to pay for other people's handouts and who object to being enslaved so that Rubio can continue safety nets that he believes in, Rubio has stripped them of any moral or legal basis for objecting. So how do you fix this? I do not accuse Rubio of being a bad person, but he has absorbed the prevailing dogma of our time, existentialism. You may not even be aware of it. The first task of man is this: ask yourself, what do I believe and why do I believe it? You may find that you believe it for no other reason than that you have always believed it. And as a people, we have lost the ability to think and to analyze. Rubio's speech, like the speeches of all politicians, reflects this inability to think and to analyze, as well as an existentialist mindset. If he had argued from principle, if he had applied the Constitution he promised to embrace, he would have said that our Constitution prohibits Congress from spending money on anything other than its enumerated powers. If he understood federalism, he would have understood that the power to create safety nets is reserved to the states or to the people. If he understood the rule of law, he would have understood that the obligation of people in Congress is to obey the Constitution. And we, the people, must return to our founding principles. We must start choosing our candidates on the basis of their conformity to our founding principles, not good looks and charm. We in the Tea Party are every bit as silly as the foolish Democrats and independents who voted for Obama for the reason that he, too, was good-looking and charismatic. Oh, my goodness. What a world we live in. We'll be back in just a few minutes after these words from our sponsors. And we're going to be joined by my guest today, Mr. L.B. Bork, and we're going to talk about some of these things. We'll be right back after these messages.
Extend your life.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And if you're here with us before the break, you heard the reading that I did from Huldia Pulbus and her takes on the Constitution. And now I'm going to, we'll be joined by Mr. L.B. Bork of the People's Awareness Coalition and author of the book, The Red Amendment. And I want to kind of bring him into the discussion so that we can kind of talk about, you know, how this, you know, rule of law and any kind of standard of anything has been, you know, slowly dissolved away. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing how they have, I think the word is progressivism. They've progressively taken, you know, little steps, little pieces, one after another, until finally, you know, there's no semblance of the old left. Are you with me, LB?
Yes, sir. How are you, Phil?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Oh, still waking up, but that goes with the territory.
I'm having more problems sleeping than waking up these days. But, yeah. You know, I wanted to get people to some perspective on, you know, what we're talking about here, and that is, you know, the rule of law and how it's supposed to be, and the original, you know, we're talking about the Constitution and the framers of the original Constitution, and, of course, all the states of the American, you know, all the countries within America. And, of course, you know, once you take that away and you substitute this new citizenship like they're doing in the European Union now, I mean, you want to comment on this whole idea of this U.S. citizenship and this European Union citizenship and kind of give us a perspective of how the powers that be work behind the scenes and how they, you know, how they progressively do these things.
Well, I've been looking at this for a while, and when I came into doing my research, I knew there was something wrong, but I didn't know quite what it was. And they come up with a concept, which is described in the Island Makers Project as, well, it's a gray area they came up with, but a living constitution concept. And basically it gets into the progressivism, the slowly cooked froggy syndrome, if you will. They have to do things progressively to get people to change because something that was done too quickly would, you know, raise red flags, pun intended, I suppose, to what they're up to. And that's part and parcel why progressivism is you know, part of their part and parcel of their bag and tricks.
And I can see how it all works together, you know. Like, for instance, you know, I'm so upset with this smart meter that they put on my house because now they can monitor my electricity use, you know, on a minute-by-minute basis, basically. And, you know, the reason I have a problem with this is I know where it's going to go because, you know, there's legislation already out there that you have to have fluorescent light bulbs in your house by 2014, that the incandescent light bulb has been outlawed by our Congress. Well, there's other laws that, you know, have these little tidbits thrown in here and there, and basically what you're going to have is you're going to have a community police force for, you know, looking into this database to see who has the, you know, least efficient, you know, air conditioning system so that they can come by your house and make you buy a new $20,000 more efficient air conditioner for your house and put new windows in your house and, you know, buy more insulation for your house. And, you know, just like now, they've forced me, you know, through extortion to buy the smart meter for an undisclosed amount, $12 a month forever and ever and ever and ever. You know, it's an unconscionable amount for a $100 piece of hardware that gives me absolutely no more service than before. My power went out again yesterday, twice since they put the smart meter in only a couple, 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I can just see how this is all going to be used against us. Just like, you know, when they started the Socialist Security and they started the New Deal, people really couldn't understand how it was going to affect them. Well, here we are, you know, 67 years down the road, and now we see how it affects us, right? You know,
correct.
$15 trillion in debt. That's how it affects you.
Well, this whole thing, based on what my research has told me, that it's all involved in unifying people's, I don't know, enterprises and getting the most the survival of the fittest. I can't place the words right now, so I apologize. Coffee's still working. But, yeah, this whole thing is made to destroy the little guys and put the people with the money in power. And people don't say anything, and it's gotten pretty bad right now. Or these days, it's getting worse, as everyone's seen. But, you know, people have not done anything for 150 years when this all started during the Civil War. Of course, it started way before then. Yeah, but as we talked about it, it's progressive, so they can get it done.
Yep, just a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. They take a little piece here and a little piece there. We've got to go for another message from our sponsors, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some maxims in law. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're visiting with author and my guest today, Mr. L.B. Bork, author of The Red Amendment. And L.B., you know, I've said it many times in my past broadcast that, you know, when you start to study the law, you need to go back to the maxims in law. These are the basis that, you know, all the law springs from. And if people want to do that, they can follow along with us here at a site. You can get it from the show's producers, but it's packalliance.us/perspectives. And it starts out with the maxim, and I'm not even going to try to say it in the Latin.
Oh, you're so good at it, though, Phil. I stumble over them horribly. You do pretty good with them, I must say. But
qui vult dissipi dissipiatur. Let him who wishes to be deceived be deceived. And of course, you know, we've talked about this many times before. You know, this is one of the reasons that you know, we have Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, is so that, you know, we can learn to believe the little lies so we can believe the big lies, you know, like the 9/11s and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, programming children at a young age to accept lies. That's what my perception of that is. I don't know. I think fantasy is, I don't know, it's part of our culture, but I have come to think that it's detrimental to people's psyche. And it, you know, like we just said, it gets people to accept as children maybe adult lies when they get older. Again, that's just an observation that I've made and a belief that I have.
And, you know, if you really look at our educational system, you know, it's pounded into your head. You know, you got to obey. You got to listen. You got to do what you're told, you know. And, because I'm such a big person, you know, this was taught to me at a very early age. And, you know, I thought at the time that it was totally unreasonable that the other person had started an altercation, and because I was bigger, you know, I was the one who was punished. So, you know, all these things, you know, it's this whole idea of, you know, well, we can just believe whatever we want. I mean, you got people running around believing all kind of crazy stuff. And, I mean, I read you that IRS stuff last week, and, you know, it makes it clear that if you're in court with them and you file any kind of paperwork, that all those arguments are frivolous. You know, they won't even engage those arguments. But, of course, you know, if you're not a citizen of their country, they can't get you into their court. You haven't filed any paperwork. And, of course, all the paperwork for the IRS says right on it, under penalty of perjury, you're a U.S. citizen. Because it's a crime to impersonate a U.S. citizen if you're not one.
Right.
And so, you know, they make it clear. I like the point you made last week when we talked about the 14th Amendment, you know, in the language of the Indians not taxed. And, of course, this makes it clear that the Indians are of what? Well, they're of a separate country.
Yeah. Separate people. You know, nation, country, state, all these terms are somewhat synonymous, not exactly synonymous, but people fail to understand this. I get criticized vastly about my assessment or my assertion that each state in the union is a country. But if you go back to Blackstone's commentaries, he says right in there that a political subdivision of a country is a county. And, well, states have counties, even though they're run by insurgents under the 14th Amendment. I don't know, fantasy world conditions under the 14th Amendment, each of the states are counties of this federal state now because of the 14th Amendment. That's an assessment I made.
But, yeah, you know. And I'll go back to one of my early speeches, you know, that I read was by the founder of the John Birch Society. And he said it was the intention of the, you know, the communists that, the states would need no more than the counties do now. You know, they've kind of eliminated any significance that the counties have in the states. And now they've eliminated any significance that the states have in the federal system that they've set up and, you know, that they've usurped the power of. And, you know, this is all part of what we talked about, the Communist Manifesto in destroying nationality.
Right. Let's get some terms straight here. Tony Brown said it best. It's one of the books I had read early on, probably back in 1999. In his book, Empower the People, he said the communists are the capitalist and the capitalists are the communist. And basically what that means is the people that are trying to implement communism are technically the people that I was mentioning that are trying to eliminate the smaller guys and empower just certain people in commerce worldwide. That's why they've used the unions to destroy, you know, a lot of these companies. It causes the weak to go down because they're harassed, and the stronger are going to survive. And we've seen this happen quite a bit. All the car manufacturers have lost their teeth and have been bankrupt or insolvent, put in insolvency in the past few years. An example of a local company that used to be around Dubuque, Iowa. They had famous Dubuque Hams. That company is out of business, Dubuque Packing Company. I remember when I was a kid, these people that worked for the pack were making $18 an hour. And things weren't messed up at that time. And they were getting outrageous, you know, paychecks. They could probably make their house payment in one day working. Of course, people today, both the husband and wife have to work to get a house payment made. And they have to work probably two to maybe sometimes 3 weeks out of the month to get that house payment made. So Yeah, it's all my observations have been based on facts and what I've, of course, observed and come to the conclusions of. And then you start going back and looking at what they've done and what they're up to. It just all the pieces fall together. And basically, PAC Perspectives is kind of an overview of what we're trying to achieve and how they've deceived us and showing people what they've taken away from us. And of course, countries and nationalities destruction is mentioned in the Communist Manifesto. Their deal is to eliminate, of course, once they get their capitalist systems, so-called, in place, they have to cross borders. So it's easier to do that and move the herd around, human resources. So they had to destroy the borders in order to do that, and that's part and parcel of communism.
Well, and that's like, you know, I talked about, you know, this whole European Union citizenship. And just like the United States is a treaty, I mean, how did the United States get to be a country? The European Union is not a country, and yet they have a parliament. But the parliament isn't elected by the people of the European Union. It's elected by the leaders of the country. So basically you have, again, just like our president does now, he issues an executive order, he sets up a new agency, he makes a czar of that agency who then gets to write the law over there. You know, of course, you can see there's no constitution, there's no division, there's no separation of powers, you know. All of the legislative doesn't, you know, reside in the Congress and the House of Representatives. I mean, it's clear.
One thing they did to sell the European Union to the people over there is they mentioned the 14th Amendment and how great it's been for America, that people could cross borders and get jobs and this and that. And like I said a few minutes ago, people are just herded around like cattle, and they don't even realize it. And Agenda 21, my friend Jim and I were talking about that issue this week about how
they can tax them. I mean, it's simple as that. The federal government can tax you because because I'm a U.S. citizen, and they can't tax a German or a Frenchman, but they can tax his child who's born and who's naturalized a European Union citizen. And then pretty soon it won't make any difference what country you came from. You'll all be, you know, run by this unelected, you know, criminal government out of Brussels, this European Union Parliament. Well, how did this coal and steel treaty, you know, become a new form of government in the European Union? How did that happen?
Progressivism.
How did the United States become a country? It was a treaty. They were there to manage our military, right? And to engage in treaties with other countries, right? Yes. They had 10 square miles in Washington, D.C., and now all the states are controlled by these people. And, you know, it's like craziness. I mean, you've got a private trade union out there, the British Accredited Registry, who's writing all the laws for us in this legislative democracy. It's insanity, and people let it happen.
Yeah, well, the whole sales job on Americans was this great constitution, which is exemplified in the Federalist Papers. And, you know, that's another place where you can find what their plan was. And unless you know law, you're really not going to know some of the things that they've stuck on people. One of the things I had noted, because I do know law, that they're trying to sell property taxes on people. And basically, one of the aspects of capitalism or this world system is getting or having the capitalist put his operating expenses on the people. So one of the main factors that allow a state or nation to generate revenue to take care of its people or its state, is through taxation. And because they eliminated taxation in the commercial respect of the United States from state to state, they had to get the taxes for the state somewhere. So they were selling, Alexander Hamilton was selling the property tax idea on people in the Federalist Papers. That was a big red flag to me. I think I covered that communism before communism in the Red Amendment. the section I talked about that.
Well, and Alexander Hamilton always knew that, you know, you bind people together with the debt. And so after the, you know, after the Revolutionary War and whatnot, he wanted to make sure that, you know, the federal government, you know, assumed all that debt of all the states, and so that he could tie everyone together with this debt. And, you know, he in my mind is the debt slaver, you know, the fact that, you know, there's nothing of value, really, that, you know, people in America can own anymore. I mean, you can own gold and silver, but they can take it away from you anyway, anytime they want. I mean, they proved that back in the 30s. And so, you know, nobody knows how to use gold and silver as money anymore. And so, or very few people do.
Yeah, you give it to someone and they go, what's this? I don't take that. You know, you can go up and ask someone, do you want debt or substance? You hand them a silver dollar, they don't want that. They want the Federal Reserve notes. They want the debt.
I agree with you. Yeah, I've done the same thing, and I've offered a guy, you know, 50% more in silver than in notes, just to, you know, make sure that, you know, he's getting what he wants. And, you know, the bottom line is he wants that worthless piece of paper, because that's what works right now.
Makes sense of that one.
I mean, that's really the bottom line, is that.
That's another pack paper, pack the bottom line.
You know what's really funny to me about the whole U.S. dollar is that the only thing that makes the dollar work at all is the fact that they maintain a shortage of them. And they maintain a shortage of the dollar by inflating it every year and then taxing it back. So they tax it out of circulation. So now you owe $15 trillion, but there's only $3 trillion in circulation. And so you go, oh, how does that work? How do you pay back $15 trillion if there's only $3 trillion? And the only thing that gives it any, you know, any value at all is they have this incredible ability to tax and to steal it back out of the system. So even though they create more and more of it every year, they pull it back out of the system for themselves, and everybody else gets more and more in debt, and they get richer and richer. It's incredible.
Yes.
What a system.
What a country, like that Russian comedian said.
It's like I tried to explain to my my friend from, you know, Publius Hulda about, you know, participating in elections being a crime. You know, I mean, voting in elections, you know, puts that seal of approval on everything this, you know, insurgent, this alternate government system does. You know, and. You know, these are the ways that we consent. You know, the other way we consent is qui tacit consentir videtur. And that means he who is silent appears to consent. And so he who votes, we know he consents. And, you know, the one that wants to be deceived, well, he'll be deceived. And the one that remains silent, well, he's as good as casting his vote.
Yeah, these are all maxims of law. Well, yeah. You know, principles of law or maxims. The silence is acceptance is one that really kills everyone. And then, you know, I know you've been getting emails from people saying, "Oh, we're sovereign. You don't have to do anything." Well, guess what? If you stay silent and you don't put it in writing, like the judges are always telling you, I don't know if you watch a lot of the judge shows, but they always say, "Do you have that in writing? Do you have that in writing?" You know, you have to have something in writing. So
right.
that's what the whole PAC process has been for over 10 years that no one wants to hear about. And you get weekly emails, I guess, people arguing with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, nobody likes the message. You know, what kills me is this, is that, you know, well, you have to contract with the People's Awareness Coalition and with the society of state nationals. And I'm like, and they're right up front about they're offering you a contract to come into their society. But no, you accepted a contract into the U.S. society. No one told you there was a contract. No one told you what you had to give for the contract. No one told you that the contract was totally unconscionable. Because when you find out what the contract is, well, you totally deny that there is a contract. I mean, this is the problem with Americans. They're living in denial that there's a contract. Here's the contract. When you became a U.S. citizen, you donated your estate. That means your vessel, your body, and everything that you own or ever will own or think that you own to the state. That's communism. You donated your estate to the commune. And since you can't or don't own anything and there's only debt for money, well, it's pretty obvious to see that you're a slave, you know? And it's just like this lady on the floor of Congress who told Congressman Pete Stark that Obamacare makes us slaves and it's in violation of the 13th Amendment. Those who are forced to provide medical care to others. And, of course, you know, Pete Stark, you know, he replied, the federal government can do most anything.
Yeah, because people accept it.
Yeah, you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We've got to go back to break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Positively Unconstitutional, and we're visiting with our guest today, Mr. L.B. Bork of the People's Awareness Coalition, and we're trying to give people some perspective on what's wrong and how everyone is presumed to be a U.S. citizen and how this is actually a lower status, a lower class than the de jure class that the founding fathers created. Isn't that a fair statement?
Yes.
You belong to a different political system, a different political body.
That's it. You're part of a different people, and it's a disgusting people. I take exception to some of the things that are going on in this regard to that people because they're being told now they don't have to pay their bills. And that's part and parcel in my belief and my understanding of what's going on, putting the little guys out of business. If you don't pay your bills, you're going to leave someone holding the bag. And, bankruptcy has been something that the United States has always handled. It's written into the Constitution. Moral obligations is to pay your encumbrances or the agreements you enter into. And I learned that lesson early on.
I mean, I learned after analyzing money that bankruptcy is built into the system. It's just another way for the British Accredited Registry to be able to feed off the hard work of the people. Since all the money is created as debt, and since you never create the interest, it's inevitable that some people won't be able to, to pay their debts. And since there is no money, since you can't actually, accumulate something that has value, you basically accumulate something that has no value, and you can only accumulate it if you borrow it at interest. And so, it's built right into the system that 99.99% of all the businesses that are ever started are going to go bankrupt. And, of course, the lawyers and their buddies are going to swoop in there and buy what costs a dollar for a nickel and sell it at 50 cents and make 10 times on their money. That's how the system's set up. I mean, that's part of what's wrong with the system is there's no value in the system. No ordinary man can hold value in the system. Everything is this, paper system, a paper system of stocks on the New York Stock Exchange and bonds on the, it's all about this fictitious, money that doesn't exist. That it's about no standards. It's just like Marco Rubio. He has no standard of morality. He has no standard of right and wrong. And in this country, we have no standard of money. It's just whatever, really what the value of the dollar depends on is how much your government inflates in relation to every other government out there, how much they inflate. So the dollar actually gets stronger if the English inflate their currency too much. Oh, man, it drives me crazy, this unjust, unfit, broken system that's designed to be broken and to steal from the average man. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.